Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Mining news breaks. Why Nikola Mining Inc., TSFF, is one to watch. Nikola Mining Inc., a junior resource company, is positioned for opportunity with a unique dual-pronged business model to generate revenue and long-term growth. It operates a fully owned, state-of-the-art gold and silver mill while also advancing exploration on copper, silver, and gold projects. Nikola's strategy aligns infrastructure and permitting advantages with mineral-rich geology, allowing it to process high-grade gold and silver mines via partnerships. Key agreements with gold producers provide stable cash flow, making Nikola rare among juniors in its ability to support growth. Its solid balance sheet has enabled it to take stakes in other near-term gold producers, including Dominion Gold. For more information, visit Nikola Mining's website at www.nikolamining.com.
Rock breaks. ESUF issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig as part of its equity incentive plan. Espig brings experience in project finance. The company also confirmed construction progress at its Montauban processing site with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. ES Gold Corp. is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects in Quebec towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQBUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig's equity incentive plan. Espig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The company's flagship Montauban property serves as a model for responsible mining practices.
Investor news breaks. Emperor Metals Inc., COZ, OTCQBAMAUF, engages Nordestilo for gap analysis at Lac-Lac-Pelletier, eyes near-term production. Emperor Metals Inc. has engaged Nordestilo for a gap analysis study at its Lac-Pelletier gold project in Quebec, a crucial stored potential near-term production. The study will review environmental permitting and regulatory requirements. CEO John Florek sees this as a milestone for Emperor, positioning the company as a potential cash flow producer with extensive development already in place. The goal is to define a 1 million ounce resource by 2025, leveraging rising gold prices and proximity to infrastructure and Agnico Eagle assets. For more information, visit the company's profile on SEDAR.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., CAU, OTCQB, ESAUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig as part of its equity incentive plan. Espig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with the delivery of Humphrey spirals expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Jeffrey W. Nank, named to Board of Directors of AWC Inc. AWC Inc., a leading controls and instrumentation equipment company in the U.S., has appointed Jeffrey W. Nank to its board of directors for a 3-year term. Nank, a business consultant with Conscientious Growth Strategies, brings a wealth of experience from his previous roles as CEO of Clogger North America and president at Hansen Technologies. AWC Chairman and CEO Bob Wenyon expressed excitement about Nank joining the board, citing his expertise in industrial manufacturing. AWC, founded in 1965, operates 32 locations nationwide, focusing on delivering value in process technology, instrumentation, and industrial automation. For more information, contact Trey Castleberry, AWC Marketing Director.
McClung Logan expands with new full-service branch in Fishersville, VA. McClung Logan Equipment Company has opened a new full-service branch in Fishersville, Virginia, marking its 11th branch and 8th location in Virginia. Strategically located in Augusta County, the 8,500-square-foot facility features a spacious office, customer-focused parts counter, well-stocked parts warehouse, equipment yard, and 3 drive-through service bays. Led by Jason Parham and Brandon Shaw, the Fishersville team offers sales, rentals, parts, and service for top manufacturers. President Darren Brown credits the expansion to customer trust and team dedication, emphasizing the commitment to excellence. For more information, contact the Fishersville branch at 540-917-0880.
GeoVax applauds White House executive order supporting U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing, highlights progress in domestic MVA vaccine production. GeoVax Labs, Inc. applauds the White House executive order supporting U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing, emphasizing progress in domestic MVA vaccine production. The company supports the order aimed at reducing America's reliance on foreign supply chains. GeoVax's advanced MVA manufacturing proposal aligns with national biosecurity goals, focusing on domestic vaccine production technologies. The company's proposal, Innovation in Clinical Manufacturing of MVA Vectored COVID-19 Vaccines, has been selected for funding by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This proposal aims to establish a U.S.-based MVA manufacturing process using a continuous avian cell line to replace traditional egg-based systems. GeoVax's process is designed to reduce production costs, enable rapid vaccine output, and operate within existing U.S. infrastructure, aligning with the executive order's goals of enhancing U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing independence and national resiliency.
Investor News Breaks, Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI, joint venture seeks approval for lithium royalty in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Ltd., American, SLI, and Equinor's joint venture, Smackover Lithium, have applied for approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission to establish a lithium royalty framework for Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas project. The proposal suggests a 2.5% gross royalty based on lithium output and North American index pricing, with additional annual brine fees totaling approximately 3%. A hearing is set for May 28, 2025, in Magnolia, Arkansas. The executives believe this royalty structure will drive regional investment and economic development while providing fair compensation to landowners. Standard Lithium is a leading near-commercial lithium development company focused on sustainable development in the United States, prioritizing high-quality resources, robust infrastructure, skilled labor, and streamlined permitting processes. Mining News Breaks, Wheaton Precious Metals Corp., WPM, mourns loss of founding board member Peter Gillen. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp., WPM, is mourning the loss of founding board member Peter Gillen, who passed away on May 2, 2025. Gillen served on the company's board of directors for over 20 years, contributing significantly to its growth. In tribute, Wheaton will increase its contribution to the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada in his honor. Wheaton Precious Metals is known as the world's premier precious metals streaming company with a high-quality portfolio of assets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.